A God small enough to be understood is not big enough to be worshipped. Evelyn Underhill. Chapter 1. I Can't Believe. For much of my life, I have struggled with faith. I always wanted to believe, knew that I was supposed to believe, and hoped deep down inside that I really did believe. But more often than I cared or dared to admit, the pillars of my faith felt shaky. I didn't have the bold, daring, passionate faith that I knew I should have, and I longed for it. For a pastor, that's not good for business. But I struggled to comprehend why a loving God would leave the world in the shape it's in, and I wasn't satisfied with the standard answer, that suffering makes us stronger and that bad things always lead to good things. There didn't seem to be any silver lining that would justify something as horrific as the Holocaust. Or why would a good, loving God create a hell? I understand that there's got to be some punishment for wickedness, but hell? I get angry at my enemies and want payback, but I wouldn't want to do that to them. So why does God? Why not make them do hard labor for a few thousand years, change their hearts so they feel sorry for what they did, and then move on? And if God wants so desperately for the world to be saved, why isn't He doing more about it? He is God, after all, and He writes the rules. So why not appear to every world leader like He did Saul, the first century persecutor of Christians, and turn them into an Apostle Paul devoted to spreading the message, Acts 9:1-4. If God really loves lost sons and daughters as passionately as He implies in the story of the prodigal son, why leave their rescue in the hands of people like us? Surely, if God were serious about the mission, He could find a more efficient means of saving the world He loves than through the efforts of this feeble, inconsistent body of people we call the church. Why not send a band of angels to get the job done? He's God. Who's stopping Him? Furthermore, why wasn't God answering my questions? Surely He could see I wanted to believe in Him. Why make belief so hard? Why be silent when I really needed Him to speak? Maybe you haven't asked these exact questions, but my guess is that you've probably asked some of your own. Almost no thinking person I know hasn't looked at the world at some point and thought, God, why aren't you doing more? This past summer, when my family and I worked with a group of Syrian refugees, my 8-year-old daughter asked, Dad, if God loves these people so much, why doesn't He fix all this? I told her, He is, sweetheart. He's using us to do it. A standard pastor answer. Not satisfied, she pressed back, but why doesn't He do something about it Himself? It's a fair question. Why not send that army of angels we've heard so much about and make the war in Syria go away? Why do Syrian children have to pay the price for the greedy injustice of others? These whys and many others stood in the way of a confident, passionate faith in God. A faith that fell short. Nearly 25 years ago, I chose to believe in Jesus because I could find no other satisfactory explanation for His life, death, and resurrection other than that He really is who He said He was. His life, His teaching, His fulfillment of prophecy, His beautiful character, and His resurrection from the dead all overwhelmingly demonstrated that Jesus really was divine. No one else in history has ever been like Him. It seemed obvious to me that He couldn't have been a liar, a lunatic, or a legend that grew over time. He is the Son of God. Even after being convinced of that, however, my questions about His ways...